You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors received a COVID-19 update from Calaveras County Public Health Officer Dr. Dean Kaleda. Here are the edited remarks from yesterday's supervisors meeting.
So I'm Dr. Kaleda. I'm the local health officer for Calaveras County. As most of you have heard, nationally, the United States is currently right at 200,000 coronavirus deaths, which is a milestone. This is higher than the predictions I'd originally envisioned for our nation regarding total deaths when this pandemic began back in March. Statewide, California has reported 781,694 confirmed COVID-19 cases with 15,018 fatalities. Calaveras Public Health confirms 311 coronavirus cases within Calaveras, with an increase now to 14 official deaths. These figures are now in line with the predictions I provided to this board back in March of this year that at the time were met with skepticism and derision. Our county is currently averaging a daily rate of 3 cases per 100,000 population. Local disease activity has been showing some signs of slowing in the past 2 weeks. We're performing 170 tests per 100,000 residents every day, with a positivity rate down to 1.9%. Testing volumes at the OptumServe site have decreased to the point that discussions are taking place to potentially relocate the site outside of Calaveras. Preliminary information is that the testing site will move to Tuolumne County on November 1st. Public health continues to monitor and assist in managing an outbreak of coronavirus cases and significant fatalities in Avalon San Andreas skilled nursing home. To date, infections in 58 residents and 27 staff members have been confirmed through enhanced testing of all residents and care staff. This represents the most significant challenge to our community posed by the pandemic to date. The mortality rate among nursing home residents has been significant in other similar settings throughout the county, and our nursing home is no exception. Residents testing positive at the Avalon site have been temporarily placed in a dedicated COVID-19 unit for isolation within the facility until recovered, so as to prevent ongoing transmission to other residents. As of yesterday, the last 7 patients were graduated from the COVID-19 unit and deemed recovered and able to move back to the regular rooms in the building. As of today, our official death count for Calaveras stands at 14 deaths related to the COVID-19 pandemic. There is currently 1 Calaveras County resident hospitalized. Local hospital capacity remains adequate and ventilator availability is at 100%. Mark Twain Medical Center has sufficient regular patient care beds, intensive care unit space, and a robust supply of PPE used to protect the healthcare workers at the hospital and outpatient clinics. As of today, September 22nd, Calaveras County remains in the substantial or red tier and will remain at this tier based on our rates of disease for the time being. If Calaveras continues to meet disease thresholds for the less restrictive tier, we'll be reassigned to the orange tier on Tuesday, September 29th. This means that for the time being, some non-essential indoor business operations are now allowed to be open and some need to remain closed. So there's a whole list. So if people want to know what's open in my county, they can visit the covid19.ca.gov website and click on what's open in my county for Calaveras, and you get more specific business information.
Thank you. I'd like to open this to public comment.
Good morning, Terry McBride, New California State, Calaveras County Committee Chair and Senator. I think part of the problem is what the government is telling him to do. That's why it makes no sense whatsoever. But I want to put a little common sense on this, and truly sorry for those that lost their life. That happens during the flu season also. But when I looked at the numbers last night, and I based it on a population of 45,500, because that's what I found on the internet, we're looking at less than 1%, and that includes the deaths. With the deaths, is 0.00032. That's a lower population than the doctor mentioned. We shut our county down. We put people out of business. Now you're saying the restaurants can open at 25%. How much profit do restaurants make? I don't think they make that much. How in the hell are they going to do it? and you're asking other companies that, I mean, you guys get paid. He gets paid. What about these folks that aren't? And they're working on such a slim profit, and they should go down on bended knee and thank our governor, Sifor, who has no green in that map. And I don't think he's going to put it there. You guys need to realize that. So you're saying that these companies that barely survive are supposed to survive on less and be grateful to the mighty state of California and its tyrannical governor for allowing them to do so. That's what you're saying. I'm going to go back to where I keep commenting about violating your oath. When you put upon the State Department and say you're just following their agenda, because I don't know what else you'd call it, but following their directive, that's violating your oath if you shut down businesses, because within our Constitution, you're allowed to have a career. That would include our tax assessor, who I understand sent letters threatening to take away people's business license. Our Board of Supervisors have power. You can stand up and push back and tell the governor you represent the community of Calaveras. And you're damn tired of seeing people go out of business and struggling and suffering and wondering how they're going to make it. You have that power. These are percentages. People are living in fear because of these low numbers. What's going to happen with the twindemic, the flu, which we've lived through many times? And good, healthy people, unfortunately, have passed from the flu for whatever reason. I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to be. But they do. And so now they're going to throw more fear on people. When I look at people wearing masks, I haven't put one on yet, they will look at me with hatred. That's their choice. Or they look at me like, wow, I wish I could do what you're doing. I wish I would. Because I make the choice for my body. I don't want breathing out of a petri dish, which is what I think a mask is. And every time you wear that mask inside and out daily, especially in 100-degree heat, thank you.
Okay, thank you.